neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
The same to Megillah is mandatory halakha twice. After Ta'anid and in the morning, we all must be included in Qiryat HaMegillah by Baal Gore, that will have us in mind by saying two brachot at night. That is the direct command by Chachamenu Zal, that we have to listen to Megillah and also Shehechiyanu. If one likes to read it himself, if he has a kosher Megillah on a qalaf, on a parchment, he is permitted to do so, as long as he will not disturb the Sibur. If one likes to follow the Baal Gore, it's permitted. He can say even the bracha himself and then read from the Megillah. But Tzibur, that they listen from Chumashim, there should be Sarapa Gush, they call it. You have to be all ears to listen to Megillah from beginning to the end and not miss even one word. Chas v'shalom. And no taking a nap should take place at the time of Qiryat Megillah. You can say Shehechiyanu too, but not taking a nap.
Once a year.
You have to listen carefully to the Megillah in case you happen to be hungry or tired or sleepy. No, you have to stand up on your feet. The Chas v'shalom will not miss out Megillah. And the minhag that is that we respond to the name of Haman and a different reasoning for it. But as Abinu Ben Ishchai emphasizes, and are the minhag of Beit Knesset, we only permit the first and the begin and the last Haman. So that's only two times that is permitted that you respond to name of Haman by making noise by Rav Shanim and so on. But if you like to make more noise, you know, we'll invite you at your own house to make as much as noise you like. But in Beit Knesset, it's only twice. That also maybe, if everybody, you know, listening carefully, especially after the Ta'anit and Chas v'shalom will not disturb the Beit Knesset. So you have to be very cautious that if you like to bring your children to Beit Knesset, and that is a very, very good thing to do, but they have to be well behaved before they enter the Beit Knesset, as far as this matter that Chas v'shalom will not be lightheaded. They call it Qalot Rosh. The Chas v'shalom, of course, is a day of Simcha, and we are very happy that Hashem Baruch Hu caused such a great miracle for us, but the observing the mitzvah takes place now before anything else. So we have to make sure that the children, they're not armed enough by emissions to disturb the Beit Knesset. You warn them before you bring them that they know that Chas v'shalom they will not cause, because that would cause that the Baal Gore to repeat the Pesukim and go back and forth, and that would not be right thing to do to the Sibur.
Koilani shamote, halel ko halelu ko, koilani shamo, nishamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.